الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا. علمنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا الدعاء: اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This morning we commenced a discourse on Dil ki Dunya, the world of the heart. We discussed there are two parts of a human being. One is the external part of the human being, the flesh and the blood. And the other is the internal part of the human being, the soul. The actual human being is not the flesh and blood. The actual human being is the soul and the life within the human being. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, he discusses Kitab al-Iman, different aspects and dimensions of Iman, how we could preserve our Iman and how we could increase our Iman. He mentions three important components of Iman. One is tasdeeq bil qalb, to testify from your heart about Allah, about Rasul, about basic components of Deen and Iman. The second, verbal proclamation. And the third, translate everything into action. Verbal proclamation is not sufficient. Had verbal proclamation been sufficient, then there wouldn't be a more profound statement of proclamation than Heracles, the Roman king. The Roman king, when he had a discussion with Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made some very profound proclamations about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Being a Roman king sitting on the Roman throne, he told to Abu Sufyan, إِن كَانَ مَا تَقُولُ حَقًّا فَسَيَمْلِكُ مَوْزَى قَدَمَيَّ هَاتَيْنِ. If what you are saying is true about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that personality will become the owner of this Roman Empire. وَقَدْ كُنْتُ أَنَّهُ خَارِجٌ. I knew very well Muhammad is going to emerge. وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَنِّي أَعْلَمُ أَخْلُصْ إِلَيْهِ لَتَجَشَّمْتُ لِقَاءَهِ. Had I known that it is possible for me to travel to Medina Munawwara, I will undertake difficulty and hardship, go to Medina Munawwara and meet Muhammad. The king, the Roman king of that time had mentioned that. And further to that he mentioned, وَلَوْ كُنْتُ عِنْدَهُ لَغَسَلْتُ أَنْ قَدَمَيْ. That if I am a Muhammad, I will actually wash his feet. This the Roman king had mentioned about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He made a verbal proclamation, profound statements about faith in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when the battle of Tabuk took place, he came out with an army. He did send a message to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anni Muslim, I'm a Muslim. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Kazaba aduullah. The enemy of Allah is speaking a lie. On one side, he made verbal proclamation about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on the other side, his action contradicted his verbal proclamation. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi presents a very important lesson That verbal proclamation is not sufficient. We need to translate our verbal proclamation into action. And that's when he quotes this hadith, wherein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُزْغَى إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. In the body there is a piece of flesh. If that is reformed, then the entire body is reformed, the entire body is under control. And if that is corrupt, the entire body will be out of control and corrupt. We discussed this morning, one is the medical heart and one is the spiritual heart. The medical heart is the heart that pumps blood and keeps a person alive. And the spiritual heart is something besides the medical heart. It refers to the forces within a human being. The force of pride, the force of greed, the force of anger. These are different type of forces. And this is that heart that is being referred to. We have to maintain our physical bodies. We have to eat, we have to drink, we have to take medication. If you don't eat, don't drink, don't take medication, then our health will deteriorate. Likewise, the spiritual self also requires maintenance. And Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to this in the Quran Kareem. He speaks in the context of the kuffar. Fi qulubihim marad fazadahumullahu marada. They had the sickness of kufr in them. And when it was told to them to accept Islam, they refused. That increased the kufr, it increased the sickness of the heart. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi, in this discourse of Dil Ki Dunya, he states that the heart also have certain sicknesses. If we don't pay attention to those sicknesses will also increase. And therefore, he even mentioned the difference between the physical body and the spiritual body. If you don't pay attention to the physical body, the person will get sick, the person will get ill, at most he will pass away, but that will be a worldly loss. But if you don't pay attention to the spiritual self, and the person's spirituality declines, that's not only a worldly loss, it has an impact on the akhirat of a person. And therefore, there's a great need to pay attention to our spiritual self. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali further mentions, when a person is physically ill, he goes to a doctor. He will do different type of tests, probably a blood test, scan, etc. The doctor then will be able to diagnose where the problem is, where the sickness is, and prescribe medication. But if a person got a spiritual sickness, the doctor will not be able to diagnose that. If a person got pride, person got anger, a person got greed, how is a medical doctor going to diagnose that? That is the work of a spiritual doctor. And therefore, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentions, there are four ways that a person can reform himself. The first is, link himself to a spiritual guide. And I will come back to the topic. The second, enter into a pact with your friend. You have a close bosom friend. Both of you understand one another. Enter into a pact and come to an agreement with your friend that if you see me doing something wrong or you see some weakness and shortcoming in me, then like a mirror, come and tell it to me. And in that way, you have confidence in your friend has confidence in you, and in this way, you'll be able to change yourself and reform yourself. It's a very effective way on condition that there is a good understanding between yourself and your friend. The third way of spiritual reformation is through your adversaries. Somebody you disagree with, somebody you have a problem and fight with, he's going to criticize you. When he criticizes you, then don't take it to heart. Look at it objectively. Probably I do have that weakness and shortcoming. And in that way, you'll be able to recognize your weakness, recognize your shortcoming, and make your islah. And the fourth way is look, observe the weaknesses of other people. And when you find weakness in other people, then introspect. Do I have that weakness in me as well or not? If you have the weakness, then work towards it. Coming back to the first part, that identifying a spiritual guide, a sheikh, a person that is known, who can help you in your spirituality and get you closer to Almighty Allah, bond with Allah and connect with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentions that this is the, from the four ways of reformation, this is the most effective way of reformation. Generally, every person would like to reform his own self. But from the practical point of view, it may become very, very difficult. When a person has a medical problem, if you won't discuss with your friend, or you won't discuss with your enemy, or you won't look at other people's medical issues and you'll try to cure yourself, there you're going to go to a medical doctor who will diagnose and prescribe something for you. Likewise, from the spiritual point of view, identify a spiritual guide and ask him for his help and ask him for his assistance. When you look at the lives of our pious elders, they were giants in ilm, giants in knowledge. They were mujtahids. They had oceans of knowledge in the Quran and the Hadith. But they also felt there was a need for them to link themselves to a spiritual guide. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, such a great personality. He's a tabi'i. He's seen some of the sahaba. He was a mujtahid and a authority in Shariat. But he himself, he used to link himself to Shaykh Abu Ja'far Sadiq. Go in a company, stay in his company. What was the need for him to do that? Academic knowledge is not sufficient. You need that noor in the heart of the Shaykh. Likewise, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, such a great personality. Great sacrifices he made for deen. When he had passed away, 25,000 non-Muslims seen his janazah and accepted Islam. Just looked at his janazah and accepted Islam. But he, in his lifetime, being an authority in deen and shariat, being a mujtahid, he used to go in a company of Shaykh Abu Hashim and benefit from the ruhaniyat and the spirituality of him. Somebody asked, Maulana Rashid Mal Gangoi rahmatullah alayh, such a great person. He was known to be the Abu Hanifa of our times. He took bay'at on the hands of Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayh. So somebody asked him, that what did you see in Haji Imdadullah that you took bay'at on his hand? You are higher in knowledge than him. And indeed, Maulana Shir Mal Gangoi rahmatullah alayh's academic knowledge was far more higher than Maulana Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah alayh. What did you see in him that you took bay'at in his hands? He mentioned something very profound. He said, when I was studying Quran, I was studying Hadith, I learned the name of certain sweet meats. I learned the name of certain mithais. The sweet meat of taqwa, I learned the name taqwa. I learned the name zuhud, abstinence. I learned the term sidq. These are all terms I learned. But when I took bay'at on the hands of Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayh, now those terms were converted into real sweetmeats. Now I tasted what taqwa is. I didn't now just refer to it as a term. I knew what it was. I went into the world of taqwa. Now I didn't only know the term sidq and truthfulness. I went into the world of sidq and truthfulness. I didn't just refer to zuhud and abstinence. It became a practical thing and a reality in my life. And this is the important part. That we know so much of things. We read so much. We want to elevate and get closer to Almighty Allah. But like in a medical field, until you don't consult a doctor, he's not going to cure you. In the spiritual field, you also need to identify a spiritual guide who would identify your spiritual sicknesses. You can talk to him and you can also get closer to Almighty Allah. Many people have a misconception. You know, when you take bay'at, you're signing a death warrant. Many people think that, oh, bath, I'm not taking that. Oh, I give my hand to somebody else, I'm not free to do whatever I want to. It's my death warrant. That's not that. You're actually signing in another life for yourself. That is what bay'at does to a person, takes a person closer to Almighty Allah. You may not become like your sheikh. You may not become a big buzruk, but at least link yourself to somebody. And whatever will be the destination of the pious people, that will be your destination. In conclusion, I normally give this example. In India, you get the first class coach and you get the third class coach. For the first class coach, the ticket is more expensive, the seats are soft, there's air condition. Some trains, they will offer even a present hospitalities to the passengers. So there was a debate between the first class and the third class coach. The first class coach told to a third class coach, you know, I'm more superior than you. Because my seats are soft. People that sit in me, they are more comfortable. There's air condition. I look after my passengers. And you, what do you have? Your seats are hard, overcrowded, no air condition, and your passengers in your coach, they go much difficulty and hardships until they reach their destination. The third class coach told to a first class coach, what you are saying about yourself is 100% correct. What you are saying about me is 100% correct. But there is one thing common between you and I. Whatever is your destination will be my destination. If from Bombay you are going to Delhi, then I'll also reach Delhi because I'm also linked up to you. That my coach, third class, I'm inferior to you, you are superior to me, but because I'm linked up to you, whatever is going to be your destination is going to be my destination. Let us link ourselves with our akabirin. And whatever is their destination, we may not be like them, but we will reach our destination. Brothers, in conclusion, let us learn one dua. Learn all those duas where Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us about spiritual upliftment and spirituality. One very effective dua Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, Allahumma habbib ilayna al-Iman. Oh Allah, make Iman beloved to me. And we look at it from the practical point of view, Allah, don't make my bank balance more beloved to me. Don't make my palatial home beloved to me. Allah, don't make my BMW, my Mercedes and X6 more beloved to me. Allah, make Iman most beloved to me. وَزَيِّنْهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا. And not only make it beloved, Allah, beautify my heart with Iman. One is to have Iman and one is to beautify the heart with Iman. And three things Allah remove from me. كُفْر وَكَرِّ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرِ. Remove kufr from me. Second, Allah remove fisq from me, transgression. And third, isyan, committing sins. When a person has iman and his heart is adorned with iman, these three things he'll always be averse to it. May Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat and to beautify our iman. Now inshallah we'll be making short and brief zikr. One sahabi, he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, inna shara'i al-islam qad kathurat. Many, many laws of deen and shariat. Show akhbirni shay atashabbathu bihi. Something short and brief that I can hold firm to that. So Nabi Kareem gave you just one prescription. You practice on that, you're practicing on everything on deen. Nabi Kareem also mentioned, La yazalu lisanuka ratbam bi zikrillah. May your heart and may your tongue be moist with the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem also mentioned, إِذَا مَرَّتُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ فَرْتَعَوْ. When you happen to pass by the garden of Jannah, pluck the fruits. Sahaba asked, وَمَا رِيَاضُ الْجَنَّةِ. What is رِيَاضُ الْجَنَّةِ? What is the garden of Jannah? Nabi Kareem S.A.W. mentioned, حِلَقُ الذِّكَر. The gathering of zikr. You go to an orchard, you pluck the fruits. When you come to a gathering of zikr, then you pluck the fruits of ruhaniyat and spirituality in that. One hadith, Nabi Kareem S.A.W. mentioned, Kullu kalami ibn Adam la lahu. Every kalam, every speech of a human being, no benefit in it. إلا أمر بمعروف نهي عن المنكر أو ذكر الله. You tell somebody good, you prohibit something wrong, and third, making the zikr of Allah, there are lots and lots of benefit. And in this era of grief and depression, the antidote for it, the antidepressant, zikrullah. Allah bi zikrillah tatmainnul qulub. May Allah grant us tawfiq. Let us recite three times, Qul huwallahu ahad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Remember, when you're making the zikr of Allah, condition the heart and mind. That's the most important thing. Make firm intention. Allah, I want you from you. I only want to adorn my heart with you. I want your love. I only want you. Allah, you become mine and make me yours. Make that niyat and then make zikr with that intention. You'll see that halawat and the sweetness of the zikr. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Illallah 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allah.
Inshallah, now the dua will be taking place. Hazrat Maulana Chauhan Sahib will make the dua again. We have to remind ourselves, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الزِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Same message repeatedly I give, but it is beneficial. We remind ourselves before our dua, condition our heart and our mind to focus on the dua and to say Ameen with ikhlas, with sincerity, with full attention, and try to cry. And if you can't cry, then pretend as though you're crying. Even that too Allah tabarak wa ta'ala likes and appreciates. And with our crying, or with our pretense of crying, that invokes the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, adada khalqihi wa rida nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimati. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihim. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان O most merciful, kind and gracious and compassionate Allah You are Rahman and You are Rahim Ya Allah You are Ghaffar and You are Sattar O most merciful and beloved Allah We are Your slaves Ya Allah We are Your creation Ya Allah Ya Allah You have bestowed so much upon us Ya Allah Ya Allah, yet, O Allah, we are being disobedient to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we break your commandments all the time, Ya Allah. O most merciful and gracious Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the sins that we have committed, Ya Allah, the major, the minor. Ya Allah, those sins, Ya Allah, that we have committed in the darknesses of night, in the light of day. Those sins, Ya Allah, that we committed knowingly and unknowingly. O most merciful and kind Allah, forgive each and every one of our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses, our siblings, our children. Ya Allah, forgive all our family members. Allah, forgive the whole ummah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O most merciful and beloved Allah, our hearts are filled with filth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the filth of arrogance and pride, love for this material world. O Allah, hatred and jealousy and malice and enmity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, rid us of all those ills, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ills of having doubt, Ya Allah, in our iman. O Allah, Ya Allah, rid us of that, Ya Allah. And O Allah, Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman. Ya Allah, make iman most beloved to us. وَزَيِّنْهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا. And O Allah, adorn and decorate our hearts, Ya Allah, with our iman. Ya Allah, وَزَيِّنْهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا وَكَذِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسْيَانِ. Ya Allah, give us that spiritual strength, Ya Allah, to dislike, Ya Allah, kufr, shirk, isyan, Ya Allah, disobedience to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, O Allah, that we are inclined towards your obedience, Ya Allah, and we dislike anything, Ya Allah, that is unpleasing to you, Ya Allah. O most merciful and gracious Allah, grant us your love and your muhabbat and your marifat and your recognition. And O Allah, grant us the love of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the love of every action of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the love of the Mubarak Sunnah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, amongst us here, Ya Allah, those that are listening, Ya Allah, whoever has whatever difficulties, whatever the challenges be, O most merciful and gracious Allah, from the unseen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, through your qudrat and power, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, assist us, Ya Allah. And O most merciful Allah, let us overcome the challenges and the difficulties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever has financial issues, Ya Allah, O most merciful Allah, open the doors of halal rozi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, such halal rozi, Ya Allah, that is pure. And O Allah, create ease, Ya Allah, that we get our rozi and our sustenance with great ease, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, amongst us and in our families and in the ummah, Ya Allah, whoever is ill and sick and ailing, Ya Allah, grant shifa'i kamila jil mustamir to each and every one, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, O most merciful Allah, those in our families and in our friends, Ya Allah, and in the ummah, Ya Allah, that has left this world, Ya Allah, O most merciful Allah, forgive them and grant them the highest of Jannatul Firdaus. O beloved Allah, our parents, Ya Allah, grant them the highest of Jannatul Firdaus. All our family members, the whole ummah of Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, wherever the ummah is suffering, Ya Allah, remove the sufferings from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, free and safeguard the Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, free it from the clutches of your enemies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, free Al-Aqsa, Ya Allah, from the clutches of your enemies, Ya Allah. And O most merciful and beloved Allah, protect each and every masjid. Ya Allah, protect each and every institution of deen, Ya Allah, that is practicing according to your commandments. And O most merciful Allah, all those that are striving in your path, in whatever, Ya Allah, their work may be, Ya Allah, you protect them, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, you grant them the best of jaza. O most merciful and beloved Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Make us yours, Ya Allah. O Rabbi Kareem, Mawla, at the time of maut, when maut comes to us, Ya Allah, at that time, Ya Allah, before it comes to us, give us the tawfiq of making tawbatan nasuha, a tawbah that is,
O Allah, sincere a tawbah that is accepted by you, O most merciful Allah. Let the angel of death come to us, Ya Allah. At the time, Ya Allah, when iman is filled in our hearts. Ya Allah, at the time when the kalima is on our tongues. At the time when we are pleased with you and you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, at a time when we are carrying out the best of deeds. Ya Allah, such deeds that are most pleasing to you. Ya Allah, when we are striving in your path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the most mubarak times and in the most mubarak of places. Ya Allah, let death not come upon us. Ya Allah, whilst we are in your disobedience, Ya Allah. Or in places, Ya Allah, that annoy you and anger you, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah, save us from the adab of the qabr. Ya Allah, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, through your fadl and grace, Ya Allah, make the decision in our favor of Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Oh, most beloved Allah. Oh, most beloved Allah. Grant us, Allah. Grant us the opportunity to drink from the Holy Kawthar of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma hada dua wa ilayka al-ijabah. وهذا الجهد وعليك التكلان لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.